from the Interim Director, Department of Family Care, providing an overview of Family Care's 2012 requested departmental budget. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
All right, Ms. Hodges.
And Chair of County Board Supervisors, with me is Jim Hodson, the Chief Financial Officer for the Department of Family Care. What you have before you is our submitted budget for 2012. As you all know, there is a tax levy within the Department of Family Care, so our budget is based upon the capitation rate that we receive, the dollar amount for each member that's enrolled. We will not know what our 2012 capitation rate is until October. So we budgeted this year as we do every year with our existing capitation rate. We have also, because of the caps on enrollment, we have taken an estimate in terms of what we project for our enrollment. We project a decrease of 13% enrollment. And what that will mean is that expenditures will decrease because if people aren't in the program, we are not authorizing and purchasing services on their behalf, but we are also not receiving capitation payments for them. We have seen our provider network already begin to shrink a bit as providers are aware that they really can't anticipate growth in the members that they serve. So we have had some residential providers who may have more than one site postpone, if not abandon, plans for expansion of their agencies. We have some of our care management agencies who have already begun to lay off staff because we just don't, right now, we don't know what that membership is going to look like. We don't know what the enrollment is going to look like for this department. This is not the only option that's available to persons with disabilities or frail elders. And so, again, because what we're projecting in terms of an enrollment decrease, we are making a transfer of slightly more than $1 million from reserves to cover that revenue shortfall. Our reserves are well supplied, so there isn't any issue on that. That transfer may not have to be as much as we stayed in here because there may be some further changes, but we wanted to make sure that we're presenting the county with a budget that if there are changes, there will be positive changes to it, as opposed to coming back and providing it with some negative changes.
Okay. Supervisor Jessica and Supervisor Lipscomb.
Yeah, I understand the reduction in the FTEs. And mm-hmm. My question is, how is that being addressed? Are you actually going to be laying off folks, or is there are there sufficient retirements? Mm-hmm. How are you addressing that?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Jurczyk, the budgets are the positions that are being abolished are all vacant positions, so there aren't any anticipated layoffs. We are adding positions as we move forward through the year. We identify perhaps positions that better suit the needs of the program, but again, some of these positions are abolished because of retirements, but some have never been filled.
Thank you. A lot of the comments you made during Ms. Stein's presentation, I think, carried over, and I understand what you're doing on those things. And again, Madam Chair, thank you for putting these budgets on the agenda. Nothing further.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The question has to do with the use of the reserves. And obviously, that's not not something that you can do forever. Mm-hmm. So, is the intent that this would be the only, it would only be in 12 that we would be doing that? And once we have a better sense of the environment under the freeze and under the changes in competition, that will then make other changes to be break even or better.
Madam Chair, Supervisor Lipscomb, the short answer would be yes. But what you have in front of you is more of what I would consider a worst case scenario. Back in April and May, when we were required to do our budget, there were no answers given relative to how the enrollment caps were going to work. We had no data. we had no actual experience. So what we worked from was we worked from history, and what we were experiencing was in our elderly population, we were experiencing 98 disenrollments a month, and in the under 60, we were experiencing 10. That's how we budgeted going forward for the duration of 2011 and through 2012. Now, as more information is being brought before us, we may come back to try to modify our enrollment based on the information we're receiving from the state. But what you have in front of you is a real conservative estimate, on top of which the $1 million $1,002,000 deficit or loss. There are three positions in the budget right now that we have unfilled, but we actually have others in positions. For instance, the appointment of Ms. Ledger. I've got her existing position that she's in, as she is in today, and then I've got her position budgeted for the director position. As soon as that appointment, if that becomes confirmed by the full board, then I'll abolish one of those positions. So I have three positions like that, which will total about $360,000. So that number you have in right now is a little overstated, but that's the way the process works. There's nothing we could do about it. So, and we're also working towards, within our provider network, we're trying to develop a couple of different service delivery models. One of them was with our residential providers. We're looking to bundle services relative to transportation. We believe we might be able to have that perform more effectively, more efficiently, and be more cost effective. And then we're also looking at a couple other areas too. So right now, I guess what I'm trying to tell you is, yeah, we have a small loss. We're actually, as we get more information, we may be coming back to the county exec and the county board and be modifying that budget. But in the short term, yeah, that's what we were looking at. As of December of 2010, we had $15.2 million in our reserves, if that'll help.
Thank you.
Sure.
Very welcome. Anybody have any other comments, questions, concerns? All right. Seeing none, thank you very much.